Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's Mr. Constant coming to you from the Salt Marsh Library with our Astro Blast podcast. I am down my partner. I do not have Mrs. Bernard. I'm flying solo, so to speak, and it's not easy. She is quite the energy, and she is uplifting, and I miss her for not being here. But today, I have a special guest with me. I have Mrs. Mitchell. She is our, well, why don't you introduce yourself with your title so I don't get it wrong?
I'm Julia Mitchell. I'm Director of Communications.
Excellent. Thanks for joining me today.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, it is great to have you here. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you do in your role?
Sure. So I am in charge of, you know, the public relations for Pinkerton Academy, and that includes the website, any press releases or things that we do with the media, social media, communications that go out to, like, our masses, you know, all of our parents and things. I usually have a hand in those general type things throughout.
Excellent. What was the... not to talk about specifics, but was there ever a time that you had to post something at like midnight because something big happened?
Ooh, that's good. Let me think of on the spot.
I mean, if the answer, if you can't think of it, that's probably a good thing.
We've had some tough situations that I've had to monitor throughout odd hours, but I don't necessarily want to relive that.
No. And I'm not asking you to recap on those, but just so there have been times
there
where
have been
it's
times,
like.
Times, yeah. For sure. Yeah. The ones that I enjoy most are when we get to post that we don't have to come to school.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
We all like those. Yeah. Thank you for those. So talk about the new website. We've launched a new website for those who've been at Pinkerton Academy for a year or two or three. You know that we have a new website. So talk about how that developed and into the new site.
Sure. So, you know, there was a lot that was good about our old site, and but there was still things that we knew we could improve upon. So some of it was that it wasn't very mobile friendly. People weren't able to find some things, and there was just a lot happening on that main homepage. So we went with a more streamlined approach. It's also, you know, can help us to draw in potential students or employees who want to come to Pinkerton Academy. And eventually we have set up portals, students, staff, and parents. And eventually those should be password protected and have content that's specific to those groups there. So you can kind of just go there and have your customized website experience. But that's, We're building that out still.
Yeah. When do you think the website will be, and probably will never be completely completed because there's probably so much changes, and as we go, technology will change. But do you see it like being up and running fully by the end of the year, middle?
Yeah, the portal piece we should have up and running by the end of the year. And again, even now you can use that functionality a little bit because the menus are built in there. Mm-hmm. It's just eventually you'll have a login. But yes, you're right. The website updating is just constant. Yeah. I come in every day and there's something that needs to be
You will always
fixed.
Be doing it. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, the website's good. Visually, it's a little bit easier, I think, than the past. But I mean, this part of the quote unquote problem is that we are so big and there's so much here. There's so much to offer at this school between, you know, all the courses that we offer, CTE programs that we have, all the clubs and all the sports and all the things that Pinkerton has to offer does create a problem when you try to put it out there on display for
people.
I mean, like, where do you begin?
Right. I always say that problem I have is that there's just too many good things happening.
Yeah.
And I'm one person. So I always look to have, you know, different groups help let me know what's going on to either put on the calendar or share out on social media. But if I, you know, I try to stay as active and involved in knowing what's happening, but really it's a proactive approach from the people as well to let me know so that I can help push that out.
I just read between the lines. It sounds like you need an assistant or maybe two.
I could build a department.
Well, you do have a couple of kids. They don't work with the website per se, but that you do have a couple of students that work with you. I know they have done a fantastic job.
Yep.
And I know they're more involved in the Instagram and Twitter side of things.
So I have kind of a few different two different types of students right now. I have a senior who's working with me, Lexi Zimmerman. Give her a shout out.
Ooh,
she's,
Lexi.
She's going to, and she's got more journalism kind of track that she's thinking about communications. So she'll do some story writing with me and focusing on social media. And then I have Ty Cameron and Pat Kogan who are doing video work.
Yeah, they're all right. Those guys do an awesome job.
I
love the videos they pump out. That's really good stuff. Yeah. Shout out to those two.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah.
Which I already gave them a shout out at the football
game. I know, which I have to, and I'm going to get in trouble for this too, because one of them, and you can guess who, Pat Kogan, loved the attention. But Ty is a little more humble, so he'll probably be mad at me even now for mentioning
that. That's all right. I mean, he deserves to have the shout out. I mean, those guys do, those videos are fantastic.
Thank you.
They do
a lot
of good work.
They do a lot of great work. They do. Yes.
Oh, I know,
and I'm
lucky
to have them, especially being a one-person department.
Yeah.
My connections with student body have been invaluable. So I also work with the Astro Announcements crew, and they really are helpful, you know, to getting the stuff out that we need to do.
Yeah. And I will say, Mrs. Bernard, I always say, our five listeners out there, if you're interested in journalism or, you know, photography or videography, you know, that's something you want to think about. Mrs. Mitchell's office is downstairs in the wonderful Pinkerton Hall, a.k.a. Pinkerton Building, mm-hmm. but Pinkerton Hall in the basement. But it's a lovely office, and she's always welcoming guests to come in and talk to her. So if that's something you want to do and for your future, it might be something.
Yeah,
that,
and you can do it for credit. My students are earning credit to do these things, and it's just building them great experience and portfolio to go forward. So
absolutely
love to have you.
And as far as the Insta and Twitter accounts go, I mean, those are pumped out like every day. Do you do that, or who's putting stuff out there?
So it's mostly me, but again, in kind of conjunction with one of with my students. So this year will be Lexi as well. We're a little behind getting things rolling this year. We've had some, I'm having a little bit of a fight right now with Facebook. We'll leave that.
Mm-hmm.
That. But so I'm not as active even right now as we've been in the past, but we look at trying to do something daily. And then also just what's happening. So
yeah, I love the Throwback Thursday.
The Throwback Thursdays are fun. Mostly alumni, Megan Soika and the alumni. She does those, and I have done them as well.
Yeah.
But they're awesome. People
this one
just
so happened to have students that I coached in volleyball and had in class, and oh man, I think it was 2002, and man, did it make me feel old.
It does.
It's awesome to see that.
It is cool, and it's just in the and people. They always get a lot of. Interaction because people want to comment and tag their friends and see who's there. So Throwback Thursday is always good.
Absolutely. So I had something else to ask you, but I've totally forgotten it because, as I mentioned, I am getting old. So, but it is great to have you on
we're
today.
We're going to talk about Parents Night.
Oh yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I didn't do any recapping. Parents Night was this past Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
and we had a really good crowd here. A lot of the teachers were telling me they had upwards of 28 to 30 parents in some of their classes, which, I mean, we'd love to have every parent here, obviously, but having that many is a good thing. And if you weren't able to come, if you are a parent out there and weren't able to come, please reach out to your students, your child's mm-hmm. teachers, and shoot them an email. They would love to hear from you and the feedback, whether it be positive or, you know, constructive, it would be good to hear.
Yeah.
So we want to be like a team working with your kids and want you to be part of that as well.
Absolutely. I think that goes that way for communication, too. If there's stuff that you feel like we could be better about, please let me know. You can always email me. You can find me on the website, or you can email webmaster@pinkertonacademy.org. But if there's places that we're missing, we'd love to fill in those gaps.
Yeah, for sure.
We have another thing.
I have another thing.
You go first.
Okay. Mac plaque. We talked a lot about Mac plaque last week, and we did win the plaque. We retained.
So I have to tell you that podcast has not posted yet because there was a delay in the production. So I'm going to actually post both of them at the same time. So
it'll be exciting. All right. So spoiler alert, we did win the Mac plaque. We did lose football, but they gave a valiant effort. Mm-hmm. That Londonderry team is very strong.
Yeah, they're great athletes.
But we had some really good turnout at those games. I thought the kids were great, and you know, Londonderry did a heck of a job. Sorry about that. Heck of a job hosting the events for the weekend. So shout out to Londonderry and their administration and their athletes. They did a wonderful job.
And the student council for a great pep rally, dance.
Fantastic.
They were awesome. It was just really great. I think, you know, especially coming out of COVID, it's just so great to see people, like you say, Parents Night, all the MacPlac stuff out and about. in person again.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like we're almost normal again.
It feels like it. Yeah, not that we were ever normal.
So you had something else.
Hall of Fame was last night.
Oh, yeah.
We had our Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and I want to give a great shout out first to Megan Soika, who does a great job as alumni coordinator and coordinating the whole event. It was wonderful from start to finish, but we were able to celebrate retired and current faculty, some alumni, and Justin Pinkerton, prominent people through the history, which was really great.
Yeah.
It was a good event.
So. Paul Thompson was a former student of mine.
Too. Yep, mine too.
It was nice to see that. Mr. Michael Gavrish was also a colleague of mine. I was department chair while he was a social studies teacher. And, of course, Mr. Kane is a colleague, and he and I started together. We came to Pinkerton the same year.
Okay,
he's fantastic. Does such a great job with the yearbook. So
he does.
It was a good year for Pinkerton. So, anyway, hope you have a wonderful weekend. The weather's beautiful. It's shorts and sweatshirt weather, my favorite time of year. Go out and do some apple picking. Get together with your family and friends and have a fun and eventful weekend.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.